Okay, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. We're here each and every day. We continue to grow exponentially with your help. Thank you, and continuing to do so. We are growing, we're self-sustaining, and when we talk about business at my business shows, which is not going to be today. When we're and if, when those materialize, we simply put back into the business in the way of buying equipment, doing accoutrements for soundproofing, ever always trying to improve the essence and the quality of the show. Much like the upcoming guests that I've talked about again, upcoming this week, to include at the tail end of this week, my guest in studio at that time, talking about her bio from the Podmatch arena will be Jan Canty, PhD and psychologist. And what we'll be doing is replicating the Prelude show that I do with all my booked guests a few days before they come on. It's not structured to the letter of the law, but usually about 2 to 3 days before. This is probably going to be like 4 or 5 days in advance. That's all due to matriculated schedules on both sides of the proverbial ledger, of course. So what we'll be doing is going stem to stern, if you will, the way that I reached out to herself, myself as a host, to herself as a guest. She has her own podcast as well, but in this capacity, I reached out to her, myself as host, herself as guest. So we'll go through the Podmatch arena with her particulars, which were what I based it on to make the offer to reach out. We have so many asimilar areas, and combined, I'm not a PhD for sure, but the subjects that she talks about, I've talked about as well, and our chronology, if you will, combined, we've probably been both around a couple of days or two. So we'll be back in 10 seconds and we'll go through introducing Jan Canty, PhD, psychologist. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Be here for about 20 minutes. This Prelude show should be pretty quick. C-A-N-T-Y, and we'll definitely clarify it with Jan. PhD. And let's read her particulars as they are presented on the Podmatch arena, where I was indeed introduced to herself as such. Verbatim biography. A native Detroiter, Jan Canty, PhD, is a psychologist, writer, photographer, educator, consultant, and cancer survivor. One of the reasons I reached out to her, one of my sisters is a phenom of cancer survivory, if that's a word. Continuing verbatim, she holds a terminal degree in psychology and a postdoctoral fellowship from the Wayne State University School of Medicine, the Department of Family Medicine. Then life happened and grew dark. Her spouse was murdered in Detroit. Oh my goodness. I'm just familiarizing myself to a larger degree with her biography. I did not know that. So began her 30-year redacted life. She worked as a forensic psychologist in a large mental hospital while teaching graduate school in the evenings. Her chosen specialty was cross-cultural psychology, which lent itself to photography, and international travel to remote villages on 5 continents. Dr. Canty was awarded Faculty of the Year in her second year of teaching. Life circumstances delivered her to be uniquely qualified to speak about the topic of homicide's aftermath. Listeners can expect to learn the reality of homicide long after the legal process ends. This information is gleaned not just from Dr. Canty's own experience, but from the many homicide survivors, and then in brackets from the biography that you can't see, and experts in death investigations, she has that in brackets from her biography, continuing, that she has interviewed over the years. Listeners will come away with some surprises about myths that they accepted, feel more confident in comforting someone who has lost someone to homicide, and better understand the long-term aftershocks of international death. Continuing, scrolling down the said Podmatch arena, we're asking our audiences, mine, hers, and ours, when she gets there to speak for herself a little bit later at the end of this week, as far as taping, she'll be in studio, and we're directing them and everyone to her website, and that's Jan Canty, PhD.com. My bad, that's Jan Canty, PhD.com. In life, there are things known, unknown, and only known following upheaval. Going to go right through, continuing. Then there's an About Jan section, verbatim, from the Podmatch arena. Dr. Canty is a psychologist of nearly 40 years. In 1985, her spouse was murdered. Though she did not speak of it for years, she now makes it her life mission to help other so-called, and in quotation marks and fingers from the said About Us section on Podmatch, homicide survivors, quotation, I'm using them off camera here on mic, continuing, and her close friends who don't know how to help. She has a podcast herself entitled Domino Effects of Murder, again in quotation marks. She has written a book entitled, again, quotation marks, A Life Divided, and she has spoken at international events. She is currently working on a second book, again, quotation marks, Survival Guide for Coping with the Homicide of Your Loved One. Continuing, scrolling down the said page, again, her website, which we did reference, and I'll highlight it in the description of today's show. And she has a Facebook presence. Her own podcast show, again, is entitled Domino Effect of Murder. Jan is indeed a podcast host herself, as well as a guest in this capacity, when she gets her to do so. And I love all of her ideas for episode titles, which are listed within, suggestions for topics of discussion type of thing, and Q&As. So reading those titles that she suggested, going down as they scroll, there's like 5 of them. First one being Violent Death and Its Aftermath for Civilians and First Responders. That's what I chose for this prelude show. So that's what we're calling this prelude show, to introduce ourselves collectively to Jan Canty, Dr. Jan Canty, PhD. Myths about grievers following violent death is another topic, perhaps, title, perhaps, when we get her in studio before we actually hit the magic button to tape. We usually have a session in my green room, and that's the types of things we go over. Have a moment to chat, which to this juncture, we haven't really had a chance to chat other than email and so forth. And then go over, you know, what would you like to call the show? And I'm open to this, and we certainly want to promote however long or short we have her at that session. So continuing with the said titles, those may include, when we get her here to do so, when we button it up in the green room before we, you know, hit the live tape button, myths about grievers following violent death, that could possibly be one. The eight ways that homicide intrudes into a family's life, that could be one. And how homicide survivors can become wrongly accused and convicted of the homicide, and one more. Unanswered research questions on the aftermath of violent death. And in a moment, I'll go through how I like to have my guests kind of go unfettered for 10 or 15 minutes under that promise. Let me get back and just button up a couple more pieces of information here on the Podmatch Arena. Continuing scrolling down there to do so. Questions that Jan is always ready to answer. Again, I love all of them. So reading them as she has them, verbatim. What are some of the myths about homicide's aftermath? What are the financial repercussions of the family of a murderer victim? How do scene cleanup companies exploit families of homicide and suicide? That would be an interesting one for sure. How do crime scene cleanup companies exploit families of homicide and suicide? That one, of course, would definitely be a topic that I'd love to talk about. She already has an open invite. All my guests do, if they're comfortable with the interview, and you know, after it's done and they feel as though they want to come back and all of that, because it's such a deep subject, obviously, with this many questions, regardless of how long or short we have her. And usually when you read their bio, I think it says she's available up to an hour and a half or something like that. So we'll see how long or short it is. So continuing with the said questions, what homicide and suicide survivors need from the funeral industry? How can homicide survivors become wrongfully convicted of the homicide? What do homicide survivors want out of law enforcement who delivers the death notification? And how are children impacted differently by homicide? And one more. What is the CSI effect, quotation marks, as in like the television series connotation, if you will, CSI, but the actual CSI, crime scene investigators. Again, in a very grievous way, she certainly knows from where she speaks. All of those questions would be very interesting to entertain when she gets here to do so. So continuing in the description of the show, her recent Podmaster reviews from fellow brother and sister podcasters, I'd like to give a shout out to each other. A show called Restorative Grief with Mandy Capehart. Jan Canty was a guest as of February 7th of last year. One of the reviews, he's a guest there. And one more thing before you go is another title of a show she was on back in May 5th of 2021. And Jan is a fantastic guest who will enthrall you and your audience. That's their rating out there. And in the description of the show, just to revisit before we close out here, I want to go through the guest tags. I agree with all the encompassing grief, true crime, widow, obviously she is, trauma recovery, mental health, homicide survivor, advocacy, author, which she obviously is, sixth sense experiences, and the bereaved and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So lots and lots to potentially talk about with Jan Canty, PhD, when she gets here to do so. So it'll encompass some faction of all of those questions and potential titles. And please do join us at live taping. And the show will be available this upcoming weekend. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless and continue to pay it forward. That's the end of this Prelude show for today. We'll see you again tomorrow and each and every day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.